Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
What's up, y'all?
That's right. As usual, you know we have a poppin' show for you today, dishing all the entertainment and celebrity tea right here. But before we get started, you know we gotta check in with Heidi and Frank on the West Coast. Welcome back, Heidi! We missed you!
I was sick, but I feel better now.
You can't be this good and be sick yesterday.
Oh,
come on. Really? You're this good now?
I know she had vitamins last night.
I had a vitamin bag of I don't know what, but I mean, I was brought back to the
brink of
death.
Vitamin bag of Pinot Grigio.
Well, later, does Diddy strike out with Jennifer Lopez? Ariana Grande makes a big spelling mistake. And Gary, you might have to give up your crown as the queen of shade to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, yeah, man. But first, Headcrack, what's going on today?
Well, check this out. Today's a big day for the homie Ricky Smiley. He did friend of the show Wendy Williams a solid break by hosting a talk show while she's out on medical leave.
Cool.
And let us all say, congratulations and great job.
Yeah.
You did your thing in the NYC, man. And, like, outfit-wise, he did not miss a beat. Now, Gary, you helped pick that outfit out?
I sure did.
Yeah. Well, I did the glasses.
His whole look was so
Gary
professional.
Gary did the sweater.
And he looked amazing. He was professional and funny.
And in this business, you know, the show got to go on. So nobody really quite knows how long Wendy's going to be out. So Nick Cannon is going to be sitting in the purple chair for the talk show host next week, holding it down for about 3 days.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Now, that's a good look.
Yeah. And, like, Nick gets to the bag. Not only is he hosting Fox's show The Masked Singer, also MTV's Wildin' Out, this is the kind of thing Nick Cannon was kind of born to do, so we know he's going to be able to hold it down.
With him doing that, does Mariah get extra child support?
She just might.
She doesn't get child support from Nick Cannon.
I actually think she's probably paying him.
Did anybody, maybe I'm out of the loop on this one, did anyone know that's what Nick Cannon had going on underneath those outfits?
Yeah. Girl, he been in
his
shape.
Instagram, he's pushing tires and hitting brick walls with steel hammers. Yeah.
And he's just one of those likable guys. I mean, everyone loves Nick Cannon. He's like a younger version of that guy who made all the noises on Police Academy.
Ooh, the helicopter and all that.
Michael Winslow.
Yes, I love him.
In his own funny, you know, like, innocent way, he can get celebrities to get comfortable and tell the tea, too.
The Swami headgear that he wears all the time. You feel like you're talking to a medium, so you got to tell him more and more and more stuff.
Like I was saying, Miss Cleo, I mean Nick Cannon.
Nicka like a high, make a hiney ho.
Well, if Nick Cannon runs out of celebrities to talk about, he can always Google Ariana Grande because she never fails to deliver. She got a tattoo in celebration of her new single, Seven Rings, and she got the tattoo on the palm of her hand using Japanese kanji character symbols. Take a look. Kind of cute, right?
Okay.
Mm. Oh. It doesn't even look like a real person's hand. She must be a tiny little doll.
It looks like a sex doll hand. Yeah. Now, how would you know?
I've seen it online. Well, apparently it is Ariana Grande's hand, and the singer took to Twitter to reveal her new ink, and supposed to say seven rings, but she soon found out through a fan that her tattoo means Shishrin, which is a tiny Japanese barbecue grill.
See
there?
She's going to be the next George Foreman. She's going to start selling tiny Japanese barbecue grills.
She later responded on Twitter after removing the photo and tweeting, quote, "Indeed, I left out Japanese characters, which should have gone in between. It hurt like and still looks tight." meat. Then she added, also huge fan of tiny barbecue grills.
Oh, this yes. is exactly why, honey, I be seeing all these damn black people be getting all these little foreign things.
Yes.
And putting on their back. You don't know what they saying to your ass on it.
You damn right.
I agree with you because I was, I have a couple of Chinese symbols, right? Mm. And minor Chinese symbols. At least I think they are. They were supposed to be. I don't know.
Nah.
But I got one on my back. I got one on my left shoulder blade that I thought meant like watched over and protected. It was my very first tattoo. I was all excited.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm in Santa Monica here in California one day, and this guy comes up to me, and he goes, that mean cheap.
Well, thank God it's not a tramp stamp. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And that's why I'll never show mine online. I don't even want them to tell me what mine is.
She'll be saying funky bitch.
Well, Diddy may be on a mission to get back one of his exes, and I'm not talking about ex number two, which is Cassie. I'm talking about ex number one, J-Lo. Yes.
The singer, the ex of all exes.
The ex of all exes, mm-hmm. Yes. And she went on Instagram, posted a picture of her hot body showing off some steamy abs. Look at this picture.
Good.
And Diddy could not help himself. He had to comment under the picture with OMG, hearty emoji eyes. So, obviously...
Yeah.
Former baseball player A-Rod, current boyfriend, had to say.
What'd he say?
He says, lucky me with a heart and a baseball emoji.
But why would she put a picture out like that and she have a boyfriend? That's tacky.
That's not a flashy, tacky picture, though,
she's
Jared.
That's a workout outfit.
Though. Yeah, but she's showing a midriff.
Who
the way she got her hand
in
up.
LA?
It gives people something to, like, try to strive for. Like, it's showing, like, if you take care of your body, it can be done. You don't got to be, like, you know, old and flabby.
There was a movie on the other day of hers that was like maybe almost 20 years ago, and she looks better now than she did then.
I think it's A-Rod. I give him all credit. I think that she is happy and she's in love, and I think that's why they've been together. They have a relationship.
You're damn right about that.
I think that that's what's making her even better than she was before. When you think she couldn't get any better, now she's actually in a relationship that is love.
I believe that too, Frank.
All the way around.
Yep, and they work out together, you know.
Yeah.
I bet they do.
In and out that bed.
All night long together.
The problem was she was with Mark Anthony, she could bench press him. So that's never sexy.
He's got that Skeletor thing going.
That's never really a turn on.
So is it a turn on to find out maybe your guy's jealous? I mean, A-Rod commented right under Diddy to say, hey, slow down.
But all he said was, lucky me. That's all you need.
But yeah, we all know. I mean,
she knew what she was doing, but I feel
sure
like they should have set this up better. I feel like all her exes should have came line by line.
Exactly. All right, y'all. Well, moving on, we possibly have another smish alert.
You got to do it slower than that for this.
Oh, we got to go slow grind.
Okay,
yeah.
One more time, y'all. We possibly have a smish alert. That's right. Mick Jagger's ex, Nor Alfala, who's just 23 years old, apparently has a thing for older men because she was recently spotted out with 88-year-old Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Wow.
They were seen leaving a celeb hotspot Monday evening, which have many people believing that they are smashing.
Oh, see how young he thinks she is? He made her sit in the back with the seatbelt.
Well, y'all, Nor has denied any dealings with the actor and told reporters Clint is just a family friend and there is no relationship.
Right.
Girl, bye.
Nah.
She's attracted to the old age and the old money.
Rich man,
I mean,
she's trying to get willed out.
So he's old enough. If I'm doing the math right, he was 65 years old when she was born. So he's old enough to be her great-grandfather.
Jeez.
Yes.
Probably. Maybe she's trying to use him to get to his son. Because his son
Scott.
Is handsome.
Yeah,
Scott. Yeah. Scott's really handsome.
I want to know who's in the front seat. I mean, is there somebody in the front seat? That's what I'm dying to know. Or is, like Frank said, or like Portia said, she's got to sit in the back, and there's no one else in the car.
It's just safer for youngins to be in the back.
Yes.
Or is Clint Eastwood now an Uber driver? I mean, where are
What if y'all found out? Because you have a daughter. Don't you have a daughter, Frank?
Yes.
What if you found out she was dating somebody this old?
Yeah, my daughter's 21 years old, so this would be like my daughter dating Clint Eastwood. She was dating Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What would you say?
I think I'd let it happen.
Frank.
Dad, Clint Eastwood called me dad.
Clint Eastwood's your son-in-law.
Who's your daddy, Clint? I'm your daddy. All right, up next, we'll tell you which celebrity is learning how to swim at the ripe old age of 40 years old. Tell you after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, so let's talk hair, body hair. Did you know the average woman spends $10,000 and 2 months of her lifetime removing unwanted body hair? So I think it's pretty safe to say shaving is a big investment for women. Well, thankfully, Flamingo has our back, ladies. The Flamingo team interviewed thousands of women about their body care rituals and designed this amazing hair removal set. This set includes a weighted razor with a hydrating aloe strip, body lotion that exfoliates, and so much more. I have the set. I love the closeness of the shave I get, but the best part is the Flamingo gel and lotion leaves me smelling so amazing all day long. And if you're anything like me, you're going to love the fact that all products are cruelty-free. So, ladies, today Flamingo is offering the Flamingo Shave Set, including all your shaving essentials, a $22 value for just $16 plus free shipping. All you have to do is visit shopflamingo.com/dish. That's right. Visit shopflamingo.com/dish today. One more time. That's shopflamingo.com/dish. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we all know that singer John Legend is truly a legend because he's one of the few entertainers in the industry that has won an Emmy, a Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony Award for his talent.
Oh,
EGOT.
Right. Yeah.
He got the EGOT. But the 40-year-old John revealed on Twitter that he has one more milestone he'd like to achieve. So John Legend tweeted, "I can't really swim. Today I took my first swim lesson since I was like 5. My dad learned when he was 60, so I feel like I'm ahead of the schedule." So what do y'all think about this? John learning to swim at 40, is it too late?
No. Better late than never, right?
Yeah. I didn't learn how to swim until I went to college, and I still don't know how to swim that well. I know how to swim underwater, but I can't swim on top.
So how did you end up learning in college? Did they push you?
No, you take, you know, they have the gym class and stuff.
Oh, they have like a extracurricular class?
I was in the 40s, girl.
I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, elementary, junior high. But I didn't know you could take swim lessons.
Yeah, you can take swim. That could be, yeah, that could be an elective, as we called it when you go to college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, see, elective at night school is pay extra. Okay. So I didn't pay for that one.
Okay. Usually it's followed by club. Swim club. Chess club.
And, you know, most African Americans, you know, we don't know how to swim, honey. You know that, cause
yeah, we real good for going to a pool party and posing.
This is so true.
Yeah, just go to the pool party.
And we ain't getting the hair wet.
No, well, Gary's dad didn't learn till he was 60, so you're right on time.
I'm right on time.
You can go and start learning right now.
It's never too late
for your 61st birthday.
That's what I might just do. I have a pool party and y'all could all come.
Yeah, we'll watch you catch the rhythm of the stroke.
Okay, never learn how to swim.
Yes, catch the rhythm of the stroke.
Oh, I like
that. But
watch
me hold my breath.
That's a song,
Brett. That was melodic.
No, that's a song. Grown folks, you don't know nothing about that, Miss Millennial.
Well, that's true. Guys, if you thought Gary was the queen of shade, honey, he may have to give up his crown.
To who?
So, A-list actor Jake Gyllenhaal was being interviewed in Sundance by The Hollywood Reporter about his new Netflix film, Velvet Buzzkill, and the interview also included the director Dan Gilroy and the rest of the cast. Mm. And when the director began to discuss co-star Renee Russo's range as an actress, well, take a look at what Jake did.
There's many sides to Renee that haven't been shown on film. I know, I want the world to see them. Soulful, spiritual. She has a touch of melancholy once in a while.
It's melancholy.
Oh, it's melancholy. I'm sorry. Let's get that word wrong.
You're so good.
That is not the first time today.
So do y'all think Jake was being shady or what? Or was he just playing?
No, baby, he was being shady.
Over it.
That was old school shade, honey. Yeah. He said that is not the first time today.
Okay.
But that is one of those words that we're like, yo, bro, like, what prompted you to say it like that? Like, you know, like melancholy.
Melancholy.
Yeah, that would be something coming from Portia, but I'm not a
thinking about you.
Like, if you was an actress and someone said, no, be melancholy. Like, you wouldn't even, like, how
I would be like, who the hell is melancholy?
Thank you.
So what word is always the hardest, y'all, that'll come from y'all, on the bottom mouth?
I remember the first time I read the word Ori out loud, I said awry, because I don't use that in my regular dialogue. It's like, oh, man, things went really awry once he showed up with those party favors.
Right, a resume. I'll resume.
What about you?
I don't say, I always pronounce the right words.
No, you is a lot. Dish Nation,
we can work on a whole Dish Nation special. Yo, up next, guess what famous rapper is clapping back at trolls, commenting on his wife's latest topless photo. Okay. And it's not Kanye West. We'll tell you who up next. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, it seems like this rapper turned actor is in a little bit of hot water with some fans, and he may need some actual ice to cool him down. Now, everybody knows Ice-T. I remember him from the rap music, but most of y'all know him as the cop on Law & Order.
Right.
He posted a photo of his wife, Coco Austin, alongside their daughter, Chanel, and their dog sleeping soundly in the couple's bed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul, right?
None at all.
So then he captures the image with, I wake up every morning with three girls. LOL, the Ice family.
Really?
No problem, right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, well, some fans weren't happy because he posted the picture, and as you zoom in closer, you can see that his wife is topless while sleeping, exposing her nipples.
It's just side profile of it. It's not that serious.
You have to zoom in to really see it.
Shout out to people who are watching Twitter on TV.
Okay. Right.
But my thing is, though, it really hurts me the most, though. This is why a lot of germs and diseases are spreading around the country. You got this damn dog in the bed, the baby naked, half naked with a pamp on, and the dog, that's too much.
You know, dogs do that. So anyway, Ice-T responded to one of the haters by saying, LOL, you looking hard. P.S. Women have nipples. Then he went on to post one final tweet addressing everybody with, everybody have a great day and make your haters sick. Moving!
Yeah, he should just put hashtag free the nipple.
Yeah.
Okay? You got to pull in another group to help you out, because there's a lot of women online who free their nipple. They don't wear bras. They show their breasts. And it's not a big deal. Right. Why are you so damn offended?
Right?
And the crazy thing is, most of the people that were offended were men.
Men?
Well, actually, let me rephrase that. Most of the people that were offended were men's.
Men's.
Well, men don't want to see that, honey. I mean, that's too much. I'm offended.
It's so not a big deal. You can't even hardly see it unless somebody pointed it out to you. You couldn't even see it. Yeah, until I told you where it was, then it was like, oh my God.
And here's the thing, what kind of Ice-T fan are you if you don't know that Coco would have posted this same picture awake?
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, me on the other
hand.
I might have been a little upset myself, but I'm not Coco. Coco is used to showing, you know, whatever, all her body. Like,
she's
it's just
free.
What she likes.
She's free. Exactly.
Now, gang, wait, just to say, if you sleep in a bed and someone posted a picture like this of you, how would you react?
I wouldn't be upset about it as long as I ain't got no damn dogs with me. So I know y'all dog lovers, but no, not with a dog.
It might help you out to have a bitch in the bed.
Oh!
Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
So are you sick of your phone dying when you're out and you have no way to charge it? Well, I found a way to solve your problem. The compact power bank charges your phone for the power on the go. It easily fits in your pocket, purse, clutch, or backpack and comes in trendy ombre styles.
This is super cute, and I really love how small it is.
Well, Portia, although it's cute and small, girl, it has a lot of power, about 2,000 mAh power capacity.
Wow, I like that. How much is it?
Okay, y'all get ready now, because usually a two-pack of these compact power banks will cost you $30. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$12!
What? We got the power! That's right, y'all. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, a man tried to smuggle 5,000 leeches into Canada. Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back. So if we thought the cult classic film Snakes on a Plane freaked people out, this is even worse. There was a man traveling from Russia to Canada, and Canadian officials went through his luggage, and they found 5,000 leeches.
Why would you put it in your luggage? I mean, they're going to check your luggage. I mean, if you're smuggling something, usually when they smuggle, like, those little tiny monkeys or whatever you hear normally, or kittens,
yeah,
they put them in their pants.
Yeah.
But 5,000 leeches in your pants.
Yeah, but you don't want them sucking on things because they're blood.
Maybe I do.
Now, this man claimed that he was bringing them back for use in his garden, but it's believed that he was smuggling the leeches to sell them because leeches can go for about $10 a piece.
What are people using leeches for? Well, I mean, old medicine?
Well, that's just it. I mean, like, they're supposed to what? Like, move your blood around?
I think that is what it's for. It's like if you have a gangrenous limb or something, they put the leeches on there and they eat all the nasty tissue and keep blood flowing to the area so it doesn't, like, coagulate.
You really were pre-med. Look at
yes,
you.
I was. I mean, it was a very old medical school. I know about leeches and medicine. But still used today.
He's got to go to court in Toronto on February 15th. He's charged with illegally importing an internationally regulated species without required permits.
You know, I had leeches in my pants once. Robin Leach.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.